I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The Underground Railroad was neither underground nor a railroad. But in the years before the Civil War, safe houses on Pittsburgh's Underground Railroad aided thousands of enslaved African Americans on their journey to freedom. Located at the corner of Water Street and Smithfield Street in downtown Pittsburgh, the Monongahela House is best known for hosting Abraham Lincoln during his 1861 trip to Pittsburgh en route to his inauguration in Washington, D.C. Although the hotel typically accommodated wealthy businessmen, the Monongahela House played a key role for freedom seekers by housing and employing nearly 300 former slaves in the 1850s at the height of the anti-slavery movement. In addition to the Monongahela House, several private residences and businesses also provided safe havens for African American freedom seekers. John Vachon, who co-founded the Pittsburgh African Education Society, owned a bathhouse and a barber shop downtown, located on 3rd Avenue between Market and Ferry Streets. Vachon's barbershop became the local news and information center for the Underground Railroad. Safe houses also dotted the landscape surrounding the city core. The Mount Washington home of Thomas Bingham, an abolitionist lawyer and editor of the commercial journal anti-slavery newspaper, employed an African-American nurse, Lucinda, who is believed to have served as a lookout for fleeing slaves. Other local residents, including Francis Lemoyne, harbored escaped slaves in the attic of his Washington, PA home and provided temporary lodging during their long and dangerous journey. You can learn more about the 250 years of African American history at the Heinz History Center's From Slavery to Freedom exhibition.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.